Hey y'all, to the Figuring It Out With You podcast duo, where we're in a with each other and you all, just trying to figure out how to make the most of the life we've all been given.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Kay.
And let's get this conversation started for today.
Hey y'all, it's Kay.
And this is Kim.
And we just wanted to pick up off where we left off last time, talking about mental health, and this time thinking about, like, how can we support each other more with it? And so, yeah, we'll just jump right into it.
So you are listening to the Figuring It Out With You podcast, as we stated, and we're talking about mental health. This is part two. So the first question that I have for you today, Kay, is what do you think it looks like to work towards stronger mental health?
Kind of bouncing off like some of the ideas we were talking about last week, I think that the main thing is to check in with yourself. Like, I think that for me at least, like I was saying before, I really love journaling and I really love like connecting with myself through just like art or just like talking a lot about like what I've been thinking about or like, okay, this is what happened in my day. What were my thoughts on it? What were my feelings on it all? Because I think that when we don't check in with ourselves, it can kind of get like how so long can go by and you don't actually ever reconcile with like what you were feeling like 2 weeks ago, and then it kind of shows up in something else. And so I think for me, one step of like working towards your mental health is kind of like just having a space or some kind of format for you to continuously check in with yourself and to ask yourself like, okay, what am I feeling like? How am I doing? Do I feel like I'm going too fast, too slow? Like, what am I experiencing? And then beyond that, like, if you feel like there's things that are coming up for you pretty regularly, finding a space to, like, talk about it with somebody else. Because sometimes, like, we can be going through something and it seems, like, super big or super small to us, but then talking about it with somebody else can kind of, like, help us to see something a little more clear because, you know, our own perspective can sometimes be a little bit too limiting. So I would say those are my main two steps, like thinking about it a lot within myself, like, okay, making sure I'm checking in with myself, but then also not letting myself go so far or so deep into like my own little rabbit holes of thought, because suddenly I'm like, everybody hates me, the world sucks. And then just talking about it one person, they can kind of help me think of like a more nuanced, I guess, perspective to some things I might be experiencing.
Okay, that sounds good.
What about for you? How would you feel like, yeah, what does it look like for you?
Working towards a stronger mental health for me feels like I have to take care of my whole entire body. So I think that my first step would be to make sure that I am spiritually grounded. I do know that I believe that your spiritual health, your mental health, your physical health all go hand in hand. So normally, if something is off in my mental, I have to be real with myself and say, am I doing the work that I need to do spiritually? And most of the time, the answer is no. I'm not going to bash anybody with religion, but I do pray. I do believe in God. And I do know that God is real. I do know that the Holy Spirit is real. And sometimes I don't spend the time that I should in prayer or in conversation with God. And so that causes me to feel disconnected. And once I'm disconnected spiritually, my mental is off. I start eating crazy. Everything is off, you know. So one of the things that I know for me and myself is I have to stay spiritually connected. And that does promote better mental health. The second thing that I would say is, like you said, check in with yourself. Okay, why are we feeling this way? What happened? You know, and I do play scenes back in my mind. Is this something that I could have said or done differently? I want to make sure that I have not offended anyone, you know. And to your point, sometimes it does feel like the whole world is just coming down on my head. Like, why? Everybody hates me or whatever is going on. Why is this only happening to me? And a lot of times we can feel like we're the only ones dealing with these issues, where in the true reality and essence of it, everyone is dealing with the same issues. You know, everyone could use a little more money in their bank account. Everyone could, you know, appreciate having a better relationship with their loved one. You know, these mm-hmm. things are not foreign. Everything that we all are going through or dealing with is really like a life cycle. So just having a real conversation with yourself about what happened, what's going on, what are we going to do to get back on track? You know, I talk to myself all the time. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom growing up, they would say, oh, it's okay if you talk to yourself as long as you don't answer. Well, I talk to myself and I answer myself. And it's okay, because that's just who I am. But I do know, like you say, you just have to be real with yourself and actually sit down and figure out what's going on. And I like you said, you stay connected with yourself. You check in with yourself, mm-hmm. because the hustle and bustle of life will just have you here, there, and everywhere, you know. And the fact that you are able to say, I do check in with myself, that is a part of maintaining your mental health. So, yeah. And that's real.
So we kind of got into, like, how we, like, address it for ourselves. But, like, how do you think that family and friends can, like, support each other in these efforts of, like, checking in and making sure that we're maintaining mental health?
I think family and friends can support each other by respecting boundaries. Just like we spoke previously when Maykayla says, don't talk to me right now, or I would appreciate it if you don't speak to me, or, you know, in the moment that you're feeling emotional, that may feel kind of abrasive, mm-hmm. but it's her trying to protect her energy as well as yours. You know, when I told my coworker, don't touch me, I'm sure she was taken aback, but don't, right now I need to get myself together. You know, so I think that we can support each other by respecting each other's boundaries. I think by letting them know it's okay to have a bad day. It's okay to not know everything. It's okay to have a moment where you feel overwhelmed or confused. A lot of times, you know, we just say, oh, just keep going. Just do what you need to do. You know, but it's okay to pause, hit the timeout clock and say, look, I got to get myself together. You know, I think those are some ways that we can support each other. And what about you? How do you think you can support your friends and family?
I would say, like, for friends and family, I think the main way to support each other with mental health is kind of just, like, to keep a present, like, connection. Okay. I think that, like, the longer it's been since you talked to somebody, the higher the chances that they might have went through a lot of stuff in between that last time y'all talked, to the point where, like, you don't really feel like you know how to connect with them. But if there's never really a lost connection, I feel like there's always, like, just a portal for you to just be able to connect. And usually in that, like, week-to-week or day-to-day connection, things don't, like, something that somebody's going through probably doesn't get so, like, extreme, like, from day-to-day. Whereas, like, if it's been, like, months before they've had anybody to connect with, the chances of that is kind of, like, lower. So I would say, like, never losing a connection. But then also beyond that, mental health. I think just being honest, I think that there's, like, growing up for me, I always thought, I think there's, like, a popular perception that, like, friendship, what friendship looks like, or family being somebody's relative looks like, is just, like, always supporting them no matter what. But I think when it comes to mental health and, like, helping people to, like, stay on top of themselves in a way, you kind of have to just be honest with each other, and you can't just be like, oh yeah, you're doing great, if you see there's things in their character or personality or whatever is changing. Because a lot of times when you point out something that's changing with them, they also felt the change, but they didn't really think anybody could see it, or they also were feeling kind of off and they were trying to figure it out within themselves. So to be able to point out to somebody, hey, this is, like, some changes I've been seeing in you, like, are you okay, kind of thing, I think also helps them.
Yeah, and I think that's very important also to recognize. Mental health is, you don't have to have a diagnosis to be experiencing issues with mental health. You know, I, as an adult, I found out that there's a term of clinical depression. You know, I feel like everyone deals with depression on one level or another. But recently, as I've been thinking about mental health more and more, I realize I'm depressed a lot often. And it's not to the point where I need to take medication, but it is an aspect of my mental health. So when I see myself withdrawing and pulling into my shell, so to speak, I check it. Okay, what's going on? Why are you doing this? Why do you feel this way? And that helps me to move through that crisis or that instance of depression. So I just want to encourage you people. You don't have to have a diagnosis. You don't have to see a psychiatrist to have issues with mental health. It's a part of how you're made. We're emotional creatures. We're emotional beings. Somebody could have said something to hurt your feelings, you know, that can cause you to feel some type of way. That could affect your mental health. It's all type of things and issues and interactions that you have on a daily basis that can affect your mental health. So don't get stuck or caught up in the term, to the point that you're not able to recognize what's really going on, with you and in you. And to Michaela's point, your friends and family can see you. They're watching you. If you're normally a happy person and all of a sudden you're talking crazy and negative, they know what's going on. And you know, like she says, somebody needs to say something, you know. And I would just repeat my ex-husband. He used to always tell me, if you can't be real with anybody, be real with yourself. So I just want to encourage you all listening to us, take care of yourself, check in with yourself. Because your mental health is the foundation for your life. It's very important that you are in a great headspace.
So if you or anyone you know is suffering from like any particular crises, there's the 988 lifeline that you can offer to them to connect.
Yeah, you can dial 988 from any phone or cell phone. They provide 24/7 confidential support to people in suicidal crisis or mental health related distress. By calling or texting 988, you will connect to mental health professionals with the Lifeline Network, and that is for here within the United States. If you're in a different country, send us a comment, question, email about what country you reside in, and we'll research to determine what we can offer to help you as well, to speak to the professionals about your mental health challenges. But again, like and subscribe. We definitely appreciate you listening. This is again a Figuring It Out with You podcast. And again, I am Kim,
And I'm Kay.
and we definitely appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you next time.